Now let's check on Ted Cruz, who's brought enough volunteers to Iowa that they need housing. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters stopped by Camp Cruz.
How you doing?
On a Monday night, a pack of Ted Cruz volunteers returned to their temporary home. It's a three-story unused business college dormitory that sleeps up to 100 people. Jerry Dunleavy has never been involved in politics, but says Cruz is different. He left everything behind at home in Cleveland.
Yeah, quit my job. Came out here. Nothing lined up after. So it's all about just helping Cruz win here in Iowa, and then we go from there.
There are people here from Florida, Tennessee, and of course Texas, where Cruz is the junior senator. Alan Drennan came from Grapevine, Texas.
I retired in May, and I had some time on my hands, and I saw the volunteer, be a volunteer for Ted Cruz message came in the email, and I said, well, I think I'll go do that.
Brian English is Cruz's Iowa State director.
We had so many volunteers that wanted to come in from out of state. The idea of trying to find a way to house them in a hotel was going to be just cost prohibitive.
For the role of managing this place, or RA, if you will, English says he wanted someone like a camp counselor to pump up Camp Cruz every morning. He hired a wiry 64-year-old named Ken Brolin from Long Island.
And I'm banging on the doors at 7:45, making sure everybody's getting ready. And I usually scream something like, who's going to be the next president of the United States? And you hear the roof lift off.
He walks through his morning routine that ends with everyone standing on the stairwell for a huddle and prayer.
And then I ask him, why are we here? And they said, to go ahead and get undecided voters. And then we open the doors and go get them. Am I right, Jerry? Is that what I do?
The dorm hallways are filled with pictures of Ted Cruz and red, white, and blue streamers. Maggie Wright is up from Texas. Her room is pretty bare, except for the essentials. Lots of Cruz signs and a picture of him hugging her taped to the door. She says she supported him way back when he was Texas Solicitor General and running for the Senate.
Ted fought for the nation to have under God in our pledge and for our Second Amendment rights. So Ted had a record before he ever ran for Senate. So he's just proven himself. And so we're ready to all in any expense.
The state director says they're moving into a second dorm to house even more volunteers. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.